Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker. Protests are growing at Tufts University over plans to lay off more than two dozen janitors. More than 120 people turned out for a protest today as some students continue with a hunger strike. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Ander Pierce is one of two remaining Tufts students, both freshmen, who have been taking only water, zero-calorie Powerade, and a solution of salt, baking soda, and lemon juice since Sunday.
I'm, like, fatigued and tired. When I stand up, I get dizzy. But I've been, like, supported by the people around me. They're incredible. And, like, this needs to be done. The administration needs to hear us.
Pierce and fellow freshman Riz Angeles have been camping out in front of Ballou Hall, the administration building at Tufts. They started with three other hunger strikers who are now receiving medical attention. One of those students has dropped out of the hunger strike. Tufts projects that laying off the janitors will save it $900,000 a year. Tufts Executive Vice President Patricia Campbell says the savings will enable the university to spend on other things.
Well, clearly on things that are core to our mission, on faculty, on financial aid, on various kinds of academic support services.
Campbell says Tufts discovered it spends more per square foot on cleaning than other universities and asked its contractor to redeploy custodial staff more effectively. Tufts did not provide its data on how much it and other universities are paying. But WBUR did obtain maintenance contracts for Tufts, Harvard, MIT, Boston College, and Boston University, and they show that Tufts is already paying its janitors a starting salary at the low end. Tufts janitors start at $18 an hour, more than the $16 paid by BC, but less than Harvard at $20, MIT at $21, and BU at $22 an hour. The hunger-striking students say they'll keep protesting on behalf of the janitors, and their protest comes when parents and other family members are about to arrive on campus en masse. Graduation is 1 week from today. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.